Welcome to the Allen Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast
with your hosts
Abby
and Bree.
Oh, so happy to be here.
So happy to be here. The lines of our recording look excellent and everything is running according to how it should.
It's great. We didn't have to re-record this. No, this is the first time we're doing this.
We didn't just get all the way through the intro and realize it sounded like garbage.
And that I was sitting in the garage the whole time? No, that didn't happen.
No, we are professionals. Yeah. So, everyone, this is a Grey's Anatomy podcast. We love Grey's Anatomy.
We have spoilers.
I was going to say that. Good job. Yeah, we have spoilers. And if you're wondering, like, wait, I want to be on this. I don't want to be a podcast ghost. Guess what? You can be. Head to patreon.com/theoncallroom where you can help support us. What else can you get if you go to patreon.com, Brie?
You can get bonus episodes, monthly Google Hangouts, which is coming up this month.
Yep.
And you can be a part of the Facebook listener squad, which is dope. Also, we finally reached our goal, so you can now call in to the podcast, leave us a voicemail, or call Time of Death, which is March, which is very exciting.
And we'll play it on the show. So if you're like, wait, I want that phone number, you have to be a patron.
Yes.
And we will get it to you. And then, yeah, you could have your voice here on the show. Or if you have thoughts about an episode, but you're not co-hosting, you can leave us a voicemail with your thoughts.
Exactly. So it's Thanksgiving this week. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And just Abby and I want to let all of the patrons know that we're super thankful for you. Grateful that you, so many of you, what, 73 of you?
Yeah, 73.
Have been sustaining members of the podcast. However, it is a lot of money to run a podcast. And so I know we talk about Patreon a lot.
And sometimes we like joke about it.
But really and truly, if we want to continue to put out quality episodes weekly, we need your support. And
yeah, and just so if you're wondering if like what to do this Thanksgiving and you are thankful for our podcast, you can head to patreon.com/theoncallroom and help support us. And we will hopefully give you something that is wonderful in return. And yes,
I was gonna say also, we're gonna give you guys a little gift for the holidays. We are not charging you for the month of December.
Because we're not giving you episodes.
Yeah. Hey. I was trying to make it positive.
Right. The silver lining. So yeah, so we're going to finish season 4 and then there'll be a couple weeks off. I think roughly 3. So we will come back in mid-January with a new season and probably a new outlook
on life, because it will be a new year,
a new resolution, and some new and exciting things for you guys. So we won't charge you during that time. So don't be alarmed if the podcast disappears.
Yeah, but take that money and give it to someone who needs it.
Buy your dog a bone.
Yeah.
Buy your cat something. What are cats like?
Tuna.
Buy your cat a tuna.
A tuna. Or buy your friend a coffee.
Yeah. So do that and think about us. You're welcome. God, I keep me.
Also, yes. Leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, on iTunes, because that's how people find this.
Yeah, and we want more and more people to be a part of our little community.
We really do. So thank you so much for supporting us and for supporting the podcast. And
follow us on Instagram at The On Call Room Pod.
Yes. There's funny stories. There's sometimes Bree, sometimes me. Summaries, good old flashback photos that make you think that Grey's Anatomy has Burke on again or something when it's really just a flashback.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, head there and we love you and we're gonna be right back. All right, everyone, if you're sick of hearing how to support the podcast, skip 30 seconds ahead. We are here. Actually, don't.
Yeah, who doesn't do that? 15, boop,
I know.
15,
mine changed to 30 seconds, though, so it's a lot of forward, and then I have to hit the 15-second back.
Oh.
Which spends so much time that I might as well just listen to the ad.
Really?
Anyways, we are supported and sponsored by A-Day. It's a really amazing women's clothing line. You can shop there at www.thisisaday.com, or if you live in London or New York, you can go to their pop-up shops. But they recently have a new collection called Plant Bay, like B-A-E, and it's the softest material. There's a t-shirt, a turtleneck, and a tank, and they're all made out of a secret ingredient, which is seaweed, which is crazy cool. And they currently have this like set for sale that is, it's like a t-shirt That is their limited edition out of that material. A sleep mask made out of this like softest baby butt material.
Love that baby butt.
And a tote. So it's all encompassed in one. And it's a really cool set. It's a great gift idea. And today until I believe Black Friday, every item is $20 off. Because they do this whole thing during Thanksgiving where they just call it the simplicity sale, where they want you to take that $20 that you're saving and use it on someone else or a friend or a charity.
So now, Abby, if they get this $20 off, can they also use this code?
I don't know, but I think so. But if they can't, they should just wait to make their purchase till afterwards. But the code is on callroom XADAY, and it'll get you 20% off your first purchase. I assume you can use both because it's Black Friday and sales. Yeah. Exist. So check out www.thisisaday.com and send us your pictures if you buy anything from there. Thank you. We did it.
We got through it.
In less than 6 minutes.
That's not bad.
No.
Could have been worse.
A couple click throughs for everyone.
Yeah. yeah, what's that math?
12 times.
Yeah. That's not bad.
No. What's new with you?
I'm done with my Christmas shopping already.
Dang, I haven't even
it's
done any.
It's not even Thanksgiving. And
I'm proud of you.
Done. Well, I think I have one more thing that I need to get for my mom, but it's literally a block. It's not even a block away from my house. What? I'm going to get her like a scrub from Fox Naturals.
Where are you hiding everything?
Well, hopefully John's headphones are in my closet, in the guest room.
Ooh, I'm... Great.
Yeah.
That's fun. When do you...
I even have like my wrapping paper, my ribbon. Like I have everything.
I love wrapping day.
Like, it is kind of fun. I think I'm going to have to do it in the guest room though or John will have to be working while I'm doing it. But I always like put on a little festive something, either a movie or like some Christmas music.
I pictured you putting on like a festive outfit when you said like, I put on a little festive
I put on a little festive something. I put on my Santa Claus outfit. Yeah.
Yeah. We're like not... I feel like we all say we're not doing gifts this year, which is like understandable.
Like everyone in your family?
Yeah, like financially where everyone's at right now. But also I always want to, I think it's fun to get like one little thing.
Like, well, yeah, I think you can do like thoughtful gifts that are like small. They don't have to be super expensive.
Right.
Like 1 year I got everyone like a cutting off of my plants.
A cutting?
Like I cut like a part off of my plant and like rooted it, rerooted it and potted them in little tiny pots and gave everyone.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Are they still alive? Are any of them still alive?
Some people's, yeah. My sister-in-law, I think, still has hers. And then I think my uncle does. I'm not sure about my mom, but. And then I made like little signs that I put in them that said like an inspirational quote about like growth. It was like a crafty little thing.
That's cute.
I didn't have money, so it was like.
I love that.
Yeah.
I had a friend, I went to her office in Wisconsin and one of her plants had like a new bud or whatever.
Yeah.
And so she was like, here, she put it in like a cup of water because I was driving home that day. And I'm not kidding you, it was a jar actually. It lived in that jar of water with no soil for like a year. I just never potted it.
Yeah.
And it lived.
Did you recently pot it?
I did about a year ago, and now it's, like, very big. I'm just so impressed. It lived for so long in just a cup of water.
Do you know what kind of plant it was?
No. Oh. It's one of the ones that are hard to kill.
Oh, yeah. Those are the best kinds. Yeah. Those are the only ones I own.
Yep.
We had a fig tree.
R.I.P.
Two. They're dead.
Yeah. So are they still there?
No, I put a fern there instead. Oh. That will probably die, too, because I always kill ferns.
Oh, I just had indigestion.
Well, listeners, it's probably your scone.
I just ate a ham and cheese croissant.
Oh, croissant.
That I keep calling a scone. A chai tea latte, a green juice, and who knows, maybe I'll move on to wine.
Probably you should. A little Beaujolais. Is that what it's called? What does that mean? I think that's the kind of wine it is.
Oh, yes.
Beaujolais.
I feel like cats are so sassy. Why aren't you just like whipping her tail in your face? Like,
yeah.
It's no big deal.
She's also like really lovey though. Like she just she's been super needy the past couple days. Like around this time, whatever time it is, like I'm usually I'm usually on the couch and she'll just like lay on my chest. But now I'm like recording and so she has to be over here on my lap.
McCoy is only needy when there are like people are using like blowers outside, like leaf blowers. Hates that. Comes in by me. And also, this morning he laid on top of my body, which I was afraid to move because he never lays by me anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, he's on me. Does he know it's me and not Jake? And I was so uncomfortable, but I didn't. It was like when, I think when people have babies fall asleep on them and they're just like, I will live here forever.
Yeah. Or like that meme of like my pet, like...
does nothing. Me takes 1,000 photos.
Oh, no. That one's the one where it's like a skeleton and it's like my pet fell asleep on me.
And I died here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm feeling like right now, Marge.
But yeah, okay, here's a question. Favorite Thanksgiving food?
Oh.
Or let's do top three. You get to pick three things from your Thanksgiving feast and you get to eat them. What are they?
Stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
We call it dressing, actually, though. We don't call it stuffing.
Weird.
Yeah. I want to say turkey. Like, I feel like I have to say turkey.
You don't have to.
But I mean, like, if it's a good turkey, you know? If it's dry, then I'm going to, like, omit that.
Yeah.
And then we make cheesy potatoes.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
Which are dope as hell. And then chocolate pie.
Ooh.
My dad makes really good chocolate pie. I can't have it this year, but.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, March.
What about you? Stuffing? You can't have stuffing.
No. I don't really know what I'm going to eat.
You could make it with gluten-free bread.
Well, it's like my uncle's recipe. And it's really good. And like, I can't have like green bean casserole because there's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might eat it.
You might just have to feel terrible for a day.
Yeah. I don't know.
Mine is stuffing for sure. We had like a little Friendsgiving on Sunday.
Yeah.
And my food.
Thanks for inviting me. Just kidding.
The food was really good. It's stuffing for sure. And I put sage sausage in it.
Ooh, like,
It's got a little good. Some more meat. You just add more meat.
Yeah, for sure.
And then sweet potato casserole, which I made Jake's aunt's recipe. And
it turned out really good.
Just as good. And I was really proud of myself. And then green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole is dope.
And I like to mix all of them together. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, every bite, just with a little, you don't even know what you're eating. It doesn't really matter.
Put a little gravy on that?
Yes.
We also make really good cauliflower.
Ooh, yeah, like cream of cauliflower. Like, is it like
white
sauce on it?
The cauliflower, and then like we butter over it with breadcrumbs on it.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey Jake made was amazing too. He makes it on the grill every year.
Ooh, nice.
And it's so good.
Is it really moist?
Yes, he stuffs it with apples and onions.
Wow.
And then he uses Frank's red sauce kind of, or Frank's hot sauce, not red sauce.
Really? Is it spicy?
No, it just like gives it some flavor. It's so good.
What about potatoes? Mashed potatoes?
They're a waste of space in my brain.
Mm.
And cheesy ones I could argue to include.
Yeah.
But like mashed potatoes, I would rather have stuffing.
What
like,
about pie?
Don't really like pumpkin pie. And the sweet potato casserole is like sweet enough.
Sweet enough for dessert.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I'm
never hungry by the time dessert comes around.
I know. My aunt makes this really good chocolate eclair.
Mm.
So that's great. But.
I also love a good, you ever start talking and then your brain...
like short circuits?
I love a good. I was really excited about what it was too.
Love a good cranberry sauce.
No, I wish. I can't remember. It was like a dessert. We were on the topic of desserts.
Love a good ice cream sundae. Love a good aperitif.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. I don't know why I thought this was exciting. A roll with butter.
I love a good roll with butter.
I like to make sandwiches.
I love bread. Oh, yeah.
Love bread.
Yeah. Well, you do like the next day, you do a roll and turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy.
And stuffing.
And you put it all together and you shove it in your face.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
So,
I have Thanksgiving for lunch. I'm going to have it again Thursday and on Saturday.
Yeah. I am making, this is what I'm bringing to our Thanksgiving. I'm making a gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, all sugar-free, because it's coconut sugar, pretty much, chocolate pumpkin pie.
Is it mean of me to say that it sounds fun-free?
Well, yes. I think it's going to be good.
Okay.
It's like rolled oats and like almonds and stuff as the crust. And then it's still chocolate. It's like dark melted chocolate and pumpkin puree. And then but it's coconut sugar. It's not... like white sugar, you know.
You let me know.
I don't know if it's gonna turn out at all.
We're trying.
Yeah, I found the recipe in like a health magazine that we get in our office and so like that we get our supplements from. And I was like, you know, even if it's like soupy, I feel like at least my sister will have something that she can like put in a bowl and like be like, This is a delight. It's dessert. I usually don't get to eat dessert on days like these.
Perfect.
Stop it. And then I'm also making, from our French cooking class that John and I did, I'm making the pâté that we made.
Ooh.
So it's like, I just read the recipe the other day and it calls for pork butt.
Yeah.
But. That's terrifying. Who do I? Do I call the butcher and say,
I think you can buy that cut, like at the grocery store.
I'll probably get it from the butcher.
You're going to pay a lot more for it.
But it's like Thanksgiving.
Yeah. True.
You know?
True.
And also, John goes to the butcher like every day.
That's funny.
Yeah. But it has like pistachios and cranberries in it.
Ooh.
And then you wrap it in bacon and you like cook it in a water bath. And then I think serve it cold because it's pâté.
Wow.
So I think I'm going to make them both Wednesday night and then just bring them
That's
into
fun.
Town.
It was really fun to like, I cooked and prepped everything but didn't bake it yet and then timed it out right. Where like I put my stuff into bake and then put in my other friend's stuff to warm. And
yeah.
It all came out at the same time. I had to call my mom though, be like, how do you do this?
Yeah, that's like the biggest thing. There's always like applause usually at a Thanksgiving when everything is set down.
And it's all warm.
Yeah, I'm scared to, I always get scared on Thanksgiving and shit like this because like my mom is in a state of panic in the kitchen with my dad and they're both always fighting. And
yeah.
So I like, and then like extended family members will show up and like want to chat with my mom and my mom will be like, you need to get out of the kitchen. It's very stressful. I'm like,
I want to film, you should film a little bit of it.
From afar.
Yeah.
From a sneaky
point of view.
Yeah.
Do we get, I know we're not in the season. Was there a Thanksgiving episode? Have we had one since Burke carved the turkey?
I don't think so either. But it would be around now, I think, because we've already had a Halloween one and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe
so I just don't think there's a Thanksgiving one.
Yeah. Could have been during the writer's strike.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been this season.
I bet you're right.
I don't know.
So
happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Everyone send us photos of you on Thanksgiving.
If you tag us on your stories on Thanksgiving of what your food spread looks like, maybe we'll just like add it to our story.
Yeah.
And just see what everyone's food traditions are.
Yeah.
And also, if you are alone this Thanksgiving, put on this podcast and know that we are thinking about you. And it's like we are spiritually sitting by you.
Yeah. And next year, come and hang out with us.
Also, there's a great movie, if you want a good cry on Thanksgiving, that I recently watched. So if you're alone and you just want to cry it out, it's called After Everything. It's really good. You can rent it on Amazon Prime for like $3. It's got Jeremy Allen White in it from Shameless. So don't know if that's just why I liked it, because he's like candy to look at or what. But if you need to do that, just do it. Everyone. It's very sad, but happy.
Or maybe don't put yourself in a space that you feel like you have to cry on Thanksgiving.
Or you can watch Grace, because Grace is always there for you.
Yeah, and Grace will always lift you up. I'm just going to spoiler alert real fast here. The newest episode was ridiculous.
Did I see it?
The windstorm.
Oh, I didn't see it yet.
Oh, we won't talk about it. I'm just saying, like, a windstorm. Come on. Like, God damn.
No, the last one I saw was when Chief batted things.
Yeah, but what I will say is, like, the whole time I was, like, texting my sister, like, this is bullshit. Like, this is so, God, Grace is so dumb now. It's so stupid. And then at the end, I was like, fuck.
You were crying.
Shonda Rhimes gets me every time. Like, it was a cliffhanger at the end.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what's going to happen next? And then I realized, I'm like, that's why I'm like a million seasons in.
Yeah.
It's because those like
cliffhangers.
Like the whole episode can suck a dick. And then there's like 2 seconds at the end where I'm like, I gotta know what happens next.
I think I will wait until Thursdays comes out so I can just watch them.
It's probably not gonna come out. It's Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's not? That's why she did a cliffhanger? I hate when they do that.
I know.
Let me live my holiday in peace.
Yeah, I bet.
With closure.
Yeah, I bet. Or maybe it will come out on Thanksgiving. I'm not actually sure.
Who knows? Either way, I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we talk about Grace? We'll take a little break.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, oops. Here we are, season 4, episode 13, Peace of My Heart. So I'm going to start with the monologue. Great surgeons aren't made, they're born. It takes gestation, incubation, sacrifice, a lot of sacrifice. But after all the blood and guts and gooey stuff is washed away, that surgeon you've become, totally worth it. Giving birth may be all intense and magical and stuff, but the act itself is not exactly pleasant. but it's also a beginning of something incredible, something new, something unpredictable, something true, something worth loving, something worth missing, and something that will change your life forever. MG, Meredith Grey.
Ooh, you did much better than I did last week. I just want to applaud you right now.
Last week was, we all fell apart last week.
So. I also want to say a thank you to John, who will not be listening to this, but he A, just served us wine, and B, wears headphones for like 4 hours.
While we record.
Anyways, okay, so first note.
Oh, she's back.
Addison is back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also wrote, why is everyone meeting her outside? Like, no one's ever greeted anyone out. They're like, oh, you're back. When have we ever seen Chief in the light of day, like outside?
You know, what's funny is I was looking at the like promo photos today, uh-huh. like getting ready to post them. And there's a photo of like Seattle Grace, like north entrance, like a sign. I'm like, why is this a photo? And it's probably because everyone's fucking standing outside greeting Addison.
They're all hugging her and like out. I was like, no, this does not happen. But I guess she's been gone, but why wouldn't they just wait till she enters? She,
like comes inside.
At first I thought,
maybe does she need a key card to come in?
At first, maybe I thought she was just going to stand there for a while and it was going to be like when Izzy, you know, stood outside that one day.
But, for days and days.
But then that was not the case. She also has darker hair.
She does. I thought her outfit was pretty bad.
I wasn't paying. I don't remember what it looked like.
She could have done better.
She's also zen now.
Yeah.
She hugs.
But I don't feel like LA is zen by any means.
But she's on the beach.
That's true. That is a little more zen.
Yeah.
What is she in? Santa Monica?
I think so.
Yeah.
Anyways. I liked that it was back. At first, like I was like, oh, is it like a crossover episode? And I was glad it wasn't. Like,
no, she was just there.
Right. I was nervous at first.
Yeah, because I don't think they do a crossover episode this.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. Like, they do. Obviously, right. Addison comes in, but.
I also, second thought was, oh, I think I love this episode. Is this the one when Addison gives Mare the speech? So I wrote that in the beginning, and I was like, I'm pretty sure she tells off Meredith for not being with Derek.
And she does.
But it got to the end and I was like, oh, maybe she already did. Maybe I imagined it. And then, no.
And then there it was.
Yeah.
Sunrise yoga is so intense. Oh. Shut up, Han.
Yeah, I was like, Callie does sunrise yoga?
Does not seem like the type.
No.
And also Han just being like, who knew it was so intense?
They're flirting. Like, I get that they're doing it so that we notice it as a viewer, but it is too obvious.
Yeah.
She is so much different with Callie than anyone else.
Yeah.
Like, and I get if you like someone, that's what you do, but it's too insane.
Well, let's just talk about them, shall we?
Yeah.
So
this is the one where Addison tells Callie, asks if they're dating.
If they're dating.
Which is the funniest fucking scene.
So I love, I like penis. I'm a huge, huge fan of penis. And I also love how Addison asked, she said, are you speaking the vagina monologue?
Yes,
like, I'm all for it, but like, I didn't know or whatever. I just think Callie's response is really funny. Like, I think it's great acting, the way she stutters. Like, I'm a huge fan of penis.
And she just laughs and she, it's just like, it's like, okay, you're having a reaction to what I said. Like, this is true. But do you think that's the first time Callie has thought about it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Probably not, because if she does feel that way, she's probably
I'm sure
it,
but maybe it's a little subconscious in that it's coming forward in her mind and that made her think about it even more.
Yeah.
But
I forgot Addison and Callie were kind of friends, you know, like they before she left, they became close. So I really liked that it was Addison that helps bring this to light versus like another character who isn't actually close with Callie. Like, it made sense that it was Addison.
Well, and also I think it makes sense because like Addison has had the distance. So like coming in and being like, wait, this is very obvious. Like, no one's talking about it, but like walking into this situation, you guys are obviously very into each other.
Yeah, because wasn't Addison, she kept saying like, I've changed, but nothing here has, but in fact, everything has.
Like, like Callie got a divorce. Bailey is separated from her husband. Meredith and Derek.
Derek aren't together. Yeah.
Chief is separated from his. So everyone broke up.
Yeah.
Pretty much
Addison, it fell apart. That, okay, so this is the one then too where, is this where, it is at the end when they're at the bar, speaking of Callie and Han.
Yes.
Callie like goes and dances with Mark and sleeps.
And then goes and sleeps with him. But like Addison is like, she's really pretty, isn't she? And Dr. Han is like, she's beautiful or whatever.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, it's staring her down, and Callie's like bounce dancing with Mark.
She's got her hips going.
Yeah.
Which also, like, I didn't realize that Joe's people dance. Like,
I didn't know.
Was their music?
Addison and Richard danced one time at Joe's.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for Mark. Not feel bad for. He's got an, but like, he's being used in this situation. Like,
oh, yeah. But I think he kind of knows it. And like, spoiler alert, later on he does know.
Right, right.
Which I think is, I do kind of feel bad for Mark. I feel bad for Mark when he comes up and asks if anyone wants to dance. And Addison's like, for the thousandth time, like, no. And Han is like, no one wants to dance with you.
Yeah.
And Callie's like,
I will.
I'll dance.
Because she's,
you.
I think she's just trying to like fight that idea in her mind.
Oh, yeah.
Because also, which we'll, I mean, we'll learn, like, she comes from a very Catholic family.
Yep.
Like, so I feel like this is just like her trying to cope with this possible idea she has in her head.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a shitty way of like all of a sudden them being a dick to Han, even though Han is a dick to everyone. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't really work, which we'll get to in the next episode. But,
yeah.
Let's just keep talking about Addison's interactions with everyone since we're on her. Because, again, she's just a shining star. I just love when she's back. I also love the scene between Addison and Mark when he compares himself to God.
Yeah.
And he's like, because she's like, you're the same. And he goes, except now I grow skin on babies like God. And I thought that was, like, incredible.
I also like, or no, I don't like, I wrote that hug between Addison and Meredith is so awkward.
Like, oh, in the beginning.
She's like, Meredith, and then, like, kind of pauses, like,
Meredith.
And then, like, bring it in, and they're like,
I go, Addison hugs now, and then in bold, which we will get to this, I was like, and then Ava shows up.
Oh, my God.
She's like
fucking
a shocking
Ava.
Scene.
I also, just, like, to give us a little, like, where we're at in this episode, in the beginning, clinical trial,
right.
It's like there's a time jump. It's like a month later.
Because they've lost 4 patients, I think is what it said. It skipped to.
Yeah.
Like that we missed.
Yeah.
Right? Or was that the next
episode? No, I think that's the next episode.
Okay.
But it is a time jump. I think it's about a month later because they had to figure out the clinical trial.
Right.
And
before trying it.
Yeah. And like figure out what they were going to do.
That bear guy got much
fucked
meaner.
Up. Yeah. Yeah. So,
I did like the part when when he farts, but he just actually goes like he makes like a noise and I was like, whoa, it's like uncalled for.
It's the tumor.
What about, there was something else about Addison. Oh, when she's in the operating room and she asks who is Derek's Mick Rebound.
Oh, and, I think I was grabbing some pickles.
Oh, you missed
that? Time.
She's operating and she's like, I heard Derek's with someone else. Like, who's his Mick Rebound? And they're like,
and
she's
Rose.
Standing next to you holding whatever. I think it's Bailey that says that.
Oh,
And then she's like, oh, God. And then Rose responds with, which I thought this was weird. Like, she's just trying to, I feel like, be like
two. Doesn't she say like 2 dates, heavy
she goes,
petting?
6 dates, heavy petting, lots of tongue. I was like, whoa, no one needed to know that.
And also, that's his ex-wife. Like,
yeah, and that's also like not compensating, but like, because they haven't had sex. Like, that, it's like too much. I don't want to know. Let's talk about, did you get GGBs at all during Bailey's talk with Addison?
At the end?
Yeah, or not GGBs, but like.
I felt sad. Like, Bailey is definitely going through something, mm-hmm. which she, to be fair though, Bailey is always going through something.
Yeah.
I feel like she's never quite grounded,
right.
Like, and standing strong on her own 2 feet.
I feel like the first few seasons of her current husband in the current shows, like when they just first got together, was like pretty grounded, but now he went and got in a spinoff.
Yeah.
I just felt sad because I feel like I've been there before where you're like, when someone asks, how are you? And you're like, I don't want to tell you right now because if I do,
I'm going to break down.
Yeah. And so I like her way. I feel like I've done that before and be like, well, this is happening, but don't ask about it. And this,
I think you've done that specifically to
me.
I'm
pretty sure I have too. It's like, here's what's happening. Don't ask me questions. Like,
yeah.
And I like that Addison is her person that she can like do that too.
Yeah.
They've had such a long relationship. But I also relate it when she says, I don't have time to fall apart. Like, she's got to be chief resident. She has a kid she's taking care of.
She's a single parent now.
She's a single parent. Like, she does not have time to fall apart. And that just made me really sad. I think Bailey's a 1.
I think Bailey's a 1, too.
On the Enneagram scale. But yeah, so she said, my heart hurts so much, I want to rip it from my chest with my little hands. And it's just the saddest.
She also has a really bad haircut in this episode. So that might be why, too.
She doesn't have time for a haircut.
It plays into it, you know?
Yeah. What about that elevator scene?
At the end?
Yes.
Oh.
I know we're... I just feel like we're talking about everything Addison real quick.
Yeah. I said the most awkward elevator ride, but Mark is hilarious when it opens and he just looks down and laughs. It's like, oh, it's such a best friend response too, yeah. Of like, you fucking sucks, man. Like,
yeah. He just, I think he's like, bet you'd rather be anywhere else yeah. right now or something.
And I love too that all of the women, they're not really making that big of a deal about it too, but like you can, I can imagine the energy in that elevator is like so heavy. Yeah. I bet Rose feels the worst.
The worst. Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Addison probably thinks fun. It's hilarious. Yeah. And Meredith is like dark and
going
twisty.
Through things. Yeah. Yeah. Did this episode also start with Meredith in therapy? I think they both did. Like this one and then next week's. I know I'm jumping. Or maybe it didn't.
No, I think it...
Oh, maybe it didn't. Maybe
no, it okay. didn't.
Just, but she. I think there was a scene. Yeah, there is. She does talk to her therapist in this episode.
Yeah, but though. It's not therapist heavy.
No. And then, I mean, to finish it out on Addison, we can keep talking about her, but she is about to leave, which I liked. There was this moment where Meredith is like, leaving already? Like, I truly think Meredith feels like they could be friends, like at this
point. Oh, at the bar at the end, yeah.
Yeah, and then she turns around and was just like, I want to kick your ass.
Yeah,
so
like,
bad.
What are you doing?
Yeah, are you letting him get away? What she calls him doe-eyed. She calls yeah. Rose like a doe-eyed.
We also learned that Derek's middle name is Christopher.
Oh, yeah, Derek Christopher.
Yeah, a shepherd. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Why did that have to be a thing?
Right. I would never be like Jacob Arthur.
Yeah.
What's John's? Oh, God.
Dale.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great.
It's great. It's grandpa's name.
I love it.
John Dale.
I like it. Just picture a
John
little,
picture Dale Kalinowski.
A little boy named John Dale.
Oh, John Dale.
Anyways, I was whispering into a podcast. Bad manners. Sorry, everyone.
Bad manners.
But I just love that speech because I think Meredith needed to hear that. I don't think it's going to
Yeah, no, I think so too. And I don't know that anyone else would have really said that to her.
No.
And Addison gets to just leave. So she can say whatever the fuck she wants.
Right.
Like,
right.
I do like to, oh, well, also she talks to Richard and he's like, are you going to stay type thing? And she's like, I had to come back to realize like, I'm happy that I left and
right.
you need to fill my position or whatever. And then she puts her head on his shoulder, which I thought was
They're
sweet.
They're good friends.
Yeah. He's like a father figure to her.
Like he is to a lot of people.
Yeah, to most everyone on the show. but I feel like everyone had... Oh, and then she had an interaction with Alex.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right,
when Ava
right
shows up.
Yep.
But which is so perfect because it's like she told... Which was terrible advice to go after Ava.
Oh,
that,
yeah,
remember,
she
at
did.
Burke and Christina's wedding. And then...
she comes back. And also she had a moment with Izzy, too, when Izzy was...
A freaking Gandhi.
Yeah. Because, like, Izzy wanted Addison to talk to her patients for her.
Yeah.
Because she's the OBGYN. And I actually love that storyline that, like, sometimes Izzy just needs to realize that even though she might not be Christina, she might not be this, she's still, like, she's their doctor and knows more than them and needs to, like, come across confident in what she's
yes.
telling these people. And I felt like, again, it was Addison giving her the, like, I'm not working here anymore. You have to do this. Like,
yeah.
And I thought that was great too.
And the confidence that she needs. And like the looking at who you're teaching and teaching it in an effective way.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
like with that person.
Yeah. I do think Addison was like the best, as a resident, the best teacher to any of them. And unfortunately is gone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so, okay, what about, do we want to talk about the intern coding shit? It makes me uncomfortable
yeah.
to even, it's like so, I hate, like when, I don't know.
You code it.
Yeah, it's so cheesy and like I get it, but I feel like I would be Izzy. Like I'd try to use it. And then he's like, no. Ugh.
Yeah, I just, like, I'm just going to, like, quickly talk about this whole storyline
yes.
really fast. All of my notes are like, Izzy, stop trying to hang out. Also,
right.
you and George broke up. Like, Izzy, stop. There's a lot of Izzy, stop in here. And I was like super irritated with her this whole episode. And then I think she came around at the end, and I did appreciate her being like, no, go hang out with your friends. Like, I might not like it, but like, that's where we're at, and it's fine. But I don't understand why in the beginning of the episode she couldn't understand that, like, George has to have this conversation with her that he's like, I'm trying to stop complaining and make new friends. Like, you guys are residents now. I'm not. I'm an intern, and I, like, nobody wants to hang out with their fucking boss. You can't come play darts with us. You can't sit with us.
I get that from George's point of view, but I think it would be hard to be Izzy and be like, she feels like she'd be fine hanging out with him because he's not her authority or anything.
Yeah, but also Izzy and George just broke up.
They're BFFs.
Yeah.
She wants them to be, at least. I wrote, Izzy using you coded makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, you coded.
I just hated it.
I did. I think it was funny how, like, Lexi in, like, the cafeteria comes up and is like, everyone's backing out because they're like, George. And then Izzy's like, George, come sit over here. And it's like, oh, my God.
I also liked, though, when Izzy was, like, coping with all of her feelings. She's eating chips.
I wrote that. I was like, that's me.
She's, like, laying flat on the ground by her computer. Who eats and what was she doing?
She was just being deflated. She was deflated and
she
sad.
She was sad.
So, I mean, I'm happy that they didn't drag that storyline out for, like, more episodes. It was a nice arc of Izzy in this episode. It was like, God, she's being fucking annoying.
Right.
And then at the end, I was like, okay, like, she acknowledged her feelings and recognized that, like, I feel this way, but that doesn't mean that you have to, like, respond the way I want you to.
Exactly.
Very mature of her.
Yeah. She's got some growth to do. I did like, though, that George says, which I believe it's true because then they cut to a scene where he did it, when he says that he still looks around to see if Izzy's there when something funny happens. Like, it's his first response. And then it showed them in the bar laughing and he, like, looked around and she wasn't there.
Aww.
And I thought that was cute because I think even though they're in this situation, I do think they're best friends.
Yeah.
Made me sad. Okay. Well, first of all, we didn't really do a shotgun workup, but it's the bear guy. What's his name? Scott? Robert's, I forgot what his name is.
I did too.
And then there's, I wrote mom / baby. Didn't catch any of their names. It's the one who had the baby that had a lot of things wrong. Karev.
And then it was like, didn't end up having, it was just,
it was fine. And then the woman with HIV.
I did want to say, last week we talked about the bear guy and we said he looked really familiar. I just want to point out that he looks a lot like Gerard Butler.
Interesting.
Don't you think?
I see that. Yeah. He was very angry.
Yeah. I did get GGBs when he was going into surgery.
Yeah.
And he was like, bah! And he like screamed for her. And then she, and he can't see. He's fucking blind right now.
He can't see.
And so he like says, like, I don't want, I like the reason I'm trying, I'm talking shit about you and wanting you to be with another man is I don't want to leave you alone.
Right.
And I don't think I can go into this surgery
knowing
that I'm leaving you alone.
Yeah. He pushed through the tumor to tell her that.
Yeah. He pushed through the tumor. I mean, I believe it.
Yeah. I wrote Bear Guy's speech is really, is really sad to me. Music helps. That's my next note. Mm-hmm. Then I wrote, her scalp seems to be healing. and then I wrote, the part that gave me GGB is he goes, I hope I'll make it. Like, he got positive for a second.
Because it says, maybe I'll make it. I hope I'll make it. And then right after that, I wrote epic music scene. Mm-hmm. So something must have been going on.
It makes you feel GGBs.
Yeah.
Also,
it sounded like they were saying, Fiero, Fiero.
It was a wicked crossover.
But it wasn't.
I also feel as though this, or no, I don't feel as though, this was the first death of the trial. So there was that whole thing where Derek said, don't get your hopes up to Meredith, because he was their first patient. And what do you think of, like, her therapist, like, or her being upset? Meredith was upset that Derek said, don't get your hopes up. Why do you, like, I didn't really get why that was such a
deal. I don't really remember that part. Meredith, she talked to her therapist about it?
Well, Derek said, don't get your hopes up.
Right.
And then she did get her hopes up. But that's, like, the whole topic her and her therapist were talking about, is how she's always trying to get her hopes up.
I don't know.
It's weird. I didn't have a lot of feelings on it. I just didn't understand what the
point I don't understand it either.
Okay.
Maybe that will play out in a couple episodes because I don't know. I wanted to say something about, just about the baby. We were talking about the epic because it was like the epic music scene. When they deliver the baby, it was really gross seeing the heart on the outside of the body. That's just all I have to say.
Just to know on that.
It grossed me out. I was like, ew.
Yeah. Is that why Addison was there, that patient?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, let's talk about Han and Christina because it's fucked up.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't even know that. Oh, there's like in the surgery, Han compliments Karev on something and then tells Christina she can take a step back and like be done. She just, I mean, like, we don't need to give specifics. She's just the worst, like so mean. And I we're going to get an epic thing next week. But I loved that Christina goes up to her. It's in the bar and is like, she's just like, is it because I'm Asian? like I feel like Christina is literally at her wit's end of like, what the fuck is it? Like, I've tried to not be desperate. And what was Han's reason? Oh, well, she said to Addison, it reminds her of herself.
Right, because Addison said like little hard on her because she tells Christina like stop trying so hard or something like that, like you want it too bad or something.
You're desperate for my approval and all this.
Yeah, and Addison's like, oh, a little hard on her. And then she's like, she reminds me of me.
Which I don't get why you'd be an asshole to you then.
I don't know why either. Maybe Han doesn't like herself.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was weird. And then instantly she went to the like, Callie's beautiful. Like,
yeah, it
like
was a weird scene.
She snapped from two different realms. And
I think she just like, I don't know, because I feel like Christina originally, like if we're going back to like the beginning of the season and stuff, was pretty arrogant. Han has knocked her down a few pegs. Mm-hmm. And so now she's trying to be super respectful of Han. And she and Han doesn't teach her. Han doesn't let her do anything. I don't understand what Han wants, because if she's like, you know, Christina just can't really win.
Right. She was too, like before, like you said, she was like a little arrogant. And then she now is like trying to be respectful and trying to like make sure she's not stepping on any toes.
Right.
Doing things she shouldn't. And like neither of them are making her happy.
It's like, Han, at some point you have to get over the fact that like Christina was with Burke.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't think that Han has any room to not teach Christina anymore.
Right. Well, and I think we'll have a lot more to talk about next week.
Yeah.
And it's epic. Like, that's pretty much all I want to talk about next week. But I feel like this was maybe like Christina's wit's end.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. Like, she's getting close to like she can't do it
her anymore. Breaking point. Yeah.
And it's just sad because we've seen Christina be this like powerful surgeon and now she's
not doing anything.
Right. Yeah. Okay, then we have Ava.
Ah, I wrote Ava.
I know.
Wow, Alex.
Looking much better than she did in Smush Face. She's really...
Oh, yeah, she's really...
She looks like...
She's thriving.
Thriving, yeah. And she, right away... Okay, here, I had a question for you. I said... Oh, I wrote, Ava is pregnant. Is this real or not? Because I couldn't remember. Okay, Ava wants Alex to get over himself so they can figure it out together. And I said, assuming we liked Ava, do we feel that this is before, let's say, we know that it's not a real pregnancy? Is his reaction a real bummer?
That, you know, I was thinking about that. And I think I even put a note. Maybe I didn't write it down. But I did have that thought that if it were a different character, Alex's response is shitty as fuck.
He's like, what are you going to do? Have an abortion or not?
Like, he is like, you don't want me. He is unwilling to have a conversation with her. And I fucking hate Ava, but I agree. Like, get over yourself for one fucking second.
Right.
And I'm coming to you. You fucked me.
Yeah.
You knew I had a husband. Now I'm pregnant. Now it turns out she's actually not pregnant.
Right, I know. It's like, twist. You can't be mad at Grove, but you can still because of his reaction.
But no, I don't think... I think Alex is scared, obviously, because in the end, like when he's like freaking out with Addison and Bailey, and Bailey's like, you're feeling all these feels, and like shove them back inside, and Addison's like, interesting advice.
She says, please, your feelings are out in the open. Please stuff them back in.
Yeah. So I think that Karev, like, when he sees that this baby isn't as fucked up as they thought it was going to be, like, medically, he, like, feels, and he's like, oh, life can be good and lovely, right. And you can, like, love can win, right, and overcome, right, and blah, blah, blah. And so then, oh, in the last scene where he puts his hand on her belly.
Yeah. You're like, no.
No.
Also, for this is the first time in Izzy's life that she's being a good ethical doctor and keeping knowledge.
Yeah, like, keep HIPAA, man.
Right. And I feel like tough look for you, Izzy, to pick this time to, like, not tell Alex, because, like, she is doing the right thing,
right,
medically and for her career, but... And I forgot that it's her that holds the knowledge that isn't real.
Yeah.
Because then at the end of the season, obviously, like, in the next season, Alex and Karev, or Krevin...
Alex and Karev get together.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's one more thing to tie Izzy to Karev.
Yes.
Kind of.
I agree.
But he's going to get pissed at her before...
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like he's going to be so mad that she knew and didn't tell him.
Yeah.
Ooh. Would you tell?
I feel like you can't. You can't tell.
I know.
It's illegal.
Yeah. Fuck. But she's done illegal things before.
This is before. Yeah, she did cut an Elvad wire.
Right. And operate on a horse. Or a deer.
That's not illegal.
I know. This was weird.
Yeah, it's true.
I wanted to also bring up, there was a great scene. I forget who's asking Meredith.
Is it the line? No, because.
Yeah. If they're lesbians, she's like, because we screw boys like whores on tequila.
I have that line,
and then
too.
I think he says something like, and when we try to marry them, we drown ourselves. Like, like, it was something like that, which they are dark and twisty, those two.
Yeah, it was very funny. Yeah. I wrote that line down, too. I was like, that's hilarious.
Screw boys like whores on tequila.
Yeah.
Is this... Oh, next one. The word whore gets tossed around a lot this
season. This episode.
Yeah. So the trial had its first death.
Stuff them back in. Her hands are out.
Stuff them back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, Bailey's going through some shit right now.
She's like, my feelings are stuffed. Stuffed up.
And I love to, like, I think this whole episode, what's so great about this episode with Addison is she's just being a witness. Mm-hmm. So that is how they're telling this story, is she's like interesting advice to Bailey, you know? And then, like, with Karev, she, like, just kind of looks and is like, oh, Ava's here. But the one thing that she chooses to, like, fucking say shit about is Meredith and Derek.
Yeah.
Everything else, she kind of lets everyone do what they want.
You're right.
But with Meredith and Derek, she's like, what the fuck are you
that
doing?
That was a good conclusion.
Yeah.
Because it's the one that is, like, I think most, like, A, has, like, it can still change.
Yeah.
And, like, B, it's the most important to her.
But doesn't she walk away and be like, but I'm zen or whatever, you know? Yes. Like, it's not my fucking problem.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
like, I had to say.
To say something.
Like, I want to beat you up right
Which,
now.
True. I mean, her marriage ended because of Meredith. She moved because of Meredith.
And she tells Derek, too, like, I fucking hugged her.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
What?
Right.
So, we'll see what happens next week. I don't know if you have any other...
I don't think I have any other stray notes.
I don't either. Do you want to do notes and trivia?
I don't have it open, if you wouldn't
mind. Oh, yeah, I have it right here. I just have to go past the full summary. What if I read the full summary?
Oh, my God, it's like...
What if that was our podcast, is we just went
just
on
try
to
it sometime.
Wiki fandom and we just read the summary? Okay, so notes and trivia. Oh, medical notes. Wow. They really have a lot of things in here, don't
they?
Keep
on going.
Music, my God. Notes and trivia. This episode's title originated from the song Peace of My Heart, originally sung by Irma Franklin. This episode scored 15.31 million viewers. This is Addison's first appearance since the season 3 finale, Didn't We Almost Have It All? And her first return to Seattle Grace since she resigned in the private practice episode in which we meet Addison, a nice girl from somewhere else. It is believed a guest appearance was scheduled for Kate Walsh due to the fact that no more episodes of Private Practice's first season were made after the Writers Guild strike.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. Yeah, very interesting.
Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Perfect.
So, rate it.
I love a good Addison episode.
Yeah.
And I felt like there was some good moments.
Oh, well, the one thing we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
And I feel like we should. Was the baby and the woman who had HIV. Yeah. I just think we didn't even really talk about. I feel like Izzy handled it really well in the end.
Yeah, I think like it was a great moment for Izzy to like turn around and be a good doctor and give sound advice and
right.
and everything. At first, when the storyline was starting, I was like, wait, what's happening? Why are they happy? Did he have an affair? Like, I was very confused.
Yeah.
But then it was sad.
I also didn't know that that's a thing. I was like, I didn't understand that the virus doesn't cross. If you're taking your antivirals, then is that what it... Like, she's like, if you take your medicine properly.
Oh, yeah. I think I'd heard that. I don't know.
I don't know.
I also just saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rest in peace, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
So... feel like I'm it's on that AIDS train.
It's a fucked up virus, man.
Yeah. So, okay, rating it. I feel like because of Addison and her observations and all the storylines, and I just loved the lunch scenes. There was like quite a few like funny, jabby lunch scenes. I'm going to rate it high because I'm in a good mood, an 8.
Listen, yeah. I'll give it like 7.5.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think that feels
good. Can't
wait
good. For the seven day you rate higher than me.
Yeah, I wonder what that episode will be.
I have no idea.
Anything else you want to say?
No, other than I'm excited for next week's.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the end of this season. Like.
Yeah. It's like, it feels like it's getting good.
We're up to the top of the cliff about to fall off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, before we call time of death, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, listeners. We love you so much.
Thank you.
We hope you get to spend time with friends or family or just relax and have a day to yourself.
Yeah, and we're super grateful for all of you supporting us and listening to us talk about fucking bullshit.
So on that note,
we'll call time of death.
I'm going to let you call this one.
Marge, do you want to call time of death?
that was Marge or an owl. I'm sure.
It's hard to say. 2025.
Beep.